try to keep the thoughts, you know, to a concise, because it's hard to have a dialogue when going on five different directions. If it ever turns into CB, we'll shut it down. You know, it's over then. So if that happens, I'll get wind of it. I'll hear the tape. And, you know, we'll figure out if it's a particular theater, if it's a Saginaw theater, we'll just take that one offline. Bye, gone. You know, it's just not that big a deal. And again, I know you don't think the Roger Beach is a big deal, but we don't want it. The owners of this, you are welcome to use them anywhere else. You're welcome to use one on Simplex, where it might make sense on a repeater that you'll know when I'm done talking, the repeater handles that for you. It's a courtesy tone, and it serves other functions as well as letting you know the other person's done. So, again, you know, it's the simplest of requests outside of just operating legally. So, I don't know why we're having this big thing about this. Enjoy the system, and when I said welcome, welcome to MIA, because if this is the first you've heard about no Roger Beach on MIA repeater systems, then you must be new to MIA. So that's all, you know, just take it as you will. And the other option is don't use it. And if it gets out of hand, like you said, we'll just shut the whole thing down. We really don't care.
This is not the first time. Like I said, when I first got my GMRS license, I got a big brown paper envelope mailed to me in the mail. I paid $75 when I got my GMRS license. I've been hearing about the Roger Beach for now probably about 20, 25 years. It got out of hand today. A guy showed up at a gas station to meet up with a guy that has three young daughters, okay? Three young daughters.
Don't give him an opportunity.
He tracked his address down. He met him.
Dude, where is he getting this stuff from? He's got to be talking about talking on CB.
What are you going to wait for, those three young girls to get hurt? They have a Molotov cocktail thrown through their front window of their house, or a quarter stick of dynamite, or whatever. You're going to wait for somebody to get hurt for it to be out of hand? I think a threat is enough to call it out of hand. It got out of hand today. Out of hand. Got out of hand. Especially when in Michigan, this is you don't need a license to carry a handgun. It's open carry. This guy showed up at a gas station, okay, and told the guy, I got your address, come and meet me, and they got into an argument.